Magneto Mel, sparking your knowledge engine. Back now with Push to Talk on EAA Radio.
And welcome back. I'm Magneto Mel. I'm sitting here with Ramona Cox, and today you're representing Moto Art. And the reason why I say it like that is we've had you here before, and you've been with Sky Chick Adventures. So
just
for people who know a little bit about that, if you want to mention what that is, and then we can go into to the Moto Art.
Right. Sky Chick Adventures, everybody knows me as Sky Chick because I've given a lot of lectures all over, but here, especially also at the forums and in the museum, about backcountry flying, bush and backcountry flying. So it's I've been flying for 24 years, so aviation's kind of in my blood. So Moto Art, the company of Moto Art, is just right in line with my passions.
And what is Moto Art?
Moto Art is a company, if you remember the show Wingnuts that was on Discovery Channel, what they do is that they take retired commercial and military aircraft and they turn it into functional corporate furniture. So an example of that is we might take cowlings, wings, stabilizers, ailerons, and turn them into a cowling from, say, a DC-8 or a 747 becomes a magnificent reception desk. So a big, giant, shiny reception desk. Or I sit at my office. I sit at a B-25 elevator desk. So if you imagine the fabric is gone off of the B-25 elevator and you can see the open rib structure. And my brother actually flew B-25 bombers in the Air Guard. So I'm pretty passionate about I'm happy and lucky to be able to sit at that desk. Another desk, we may use a C-119 aileron, and one of our newest products is a Gulfstream II stabilizer. And it makes a beautiful, beautiful, if you imagine like a polished leading edge and the white top, it makes a beautiful desk or a conference table.
And what's the process involved with?
The process is that we have had a relationship with the military boneyards and with other places for a very long time. And so we will literally go to a boneyard and we will have lifts and cranes and, you know, whatever it is that it takes to take these huge pieces, i.e. cowlings and stabilizers, chop them off of airplanes, entire sides of fuselages, and then take them back to our office. And where we are, it's very close to LAX, just a couple minutes from LAX. And what we do is we refurbish everything. And so we have a 20,000 square foot building, and we have a wood shop and metal shop and everything that it takes to paint, fabricate as needed, the legs for these pieces. It's really quite the process. People always think, oh, it just appeared there, but it takes a massive number of hours, and it can take hundreds of hours to polish a cowling.
These pieces are pretty rough when they come in.
They're very rough, and they're destroyed. And luckily for us, we have been collecting pieces for over 10 years, and so we have a lot of pieces from the military boneyards, and people don't realize the rarity because you cannot get into the military boneyards anymore. They literally close the doors after 9/11.
Yeah.
And they just will not let civilians in. Instead, they take our beautiful aircraft and they chop them up into 1-inch by 1-inch pieces and sell them for tonnage of
scrap metal.
Scrap metal. It's just really sad. So we have 3 different areas that we store parts, and so we have a lot of what is left. For example, we have F-4 ejection seats, B-52 ejection seats that we turn into interesting office chairs. And nobody can get a hold of those. It's just a lot of our parts are just rare at this point. And so we have what's left of the inventory.
So who's buying this from you?
Our clients, we have a lot of corporate clients and individuals, but an example of a client would be Northrop, Boeing, Microsoft, and a lot of individuals that are just really passionate about aviation. And the reason that they purchase a Moto Art desk or conference table would be for impact value. If you walk into an office and you see a wooden desk, there is no comment going to be made. I mean, somebody may say it's beautiful wood, but it could be wood that was carried in by a tribe of two-headed pygmies 100 years ago, and nobody's going to know. But if you walk in and you see a desk that it's a conference table that's made from a G2 stabilizer, or you're looking at the open rib structure of a B-25 elevator, they stop and they're in awe, and then it starts a conversation, it melts the ice, and you can, if you're a pilot, it gives you an opportunity to talk about your passion of aviation, but even if you're not, a lot of our clients are not pilots. They're just purchasing it for the impact value to break the ice for meetings. And then we also have we just have furniture like coffee tables. For example, we'll take a Continental radial engine and turn that into a conference table, or a Jacobs radial engine, or F4 burner cans and turn that into a coffee table. So somebody can walk in your living room and just say, whoa, look, check that out. So it's really
very high uniqueness factor.
Oh, absolutely. It's very unique. And the pieces are beautiful. They're mirror polished, they're powder coated. Sometimes people like the open rib structure to remain open, but otherwise we'll take turned aluminum and we'll put it underneath and then use powder coating on the individual ribs in a color of your choice. And so it's just really high impact value.
And who are you? I mean, who is Moto Art?
Moto Art is a company. We're located in Los Angeles in El Segundo. We're very close to LAX. And it was started by a couple of fellows that they started with one little prop sculpture, and then found that people liked that. And they took it from there and started buying more and more pieces of aircraft and turning it into more and more things. So we're really a creative company. We do a lot of custom work, and we don't use, just for the record, we don't use flyable parts. So if there's an elevator, for example, from a B-25, or which you just can't get those anymore, and we probably only have two left, but if it's a flyable part, we will not buy it, because we are passionate about aviation, and we want to see the parts flying if in fact they can.
Well, and as you said, the boneyards are closed, so mm-hmm. You know, what's out there already in the private market is all that's available, and if you take that and scoop it up, then, you know, someone who needs it for their vintage aircraft that they already have then wouldn't be able to use it.
Exactly. So we won't buy parts that can still be used. And we're also doing a large market now of commercial aviation parts.
So it's not just military.
It's not just military, no. So we'll go and we'll take fuselages off of airliners and we'll turn them into a number of different things. One of our latest pieces is a fuselage desk. So if you imagine a desk and the windows are on the top and they're backlit, and so it creates this just really cool look. Or even we have conference tables.
You talking about that bar?
Well, that's a different piece. We just created a 16-foot-long fuselage bar, and it's just amazing because it's polished fuselage on the front. The top is all the windows, and they're backlit in different colors that change colors. So you can imagine at night the ambiance. It's a pretty amazing look that you can get. Or partitions, an office partition, instead of just a piece of wood that separates two spaces. Imagine an entire side of a fuselage that's anywhere from 5 feet to 20 feet long, and that is what separates it. And in the windows, you could have photos, product photos, you could have iPads that have continuous running video. There's just a lot of...
I still have visions of 200-year-old pygmies bringing in wood. I think we should put that in the windows.
Well, it's just, and I love wood. We're all passionate about wood. It's beautiful, but it will not start a conversation. And that is what we specialize in. We specialize in pieces that people stop, look, it starts a conversation and gets them going. We even make beds. We have a mile-high bed. We have a new bed. It's made out
literally of... the mile-high bed. It's been...
It's the mile-high bed, and it's made of a couple of stabilizers and a flap. And then we also, one of our newest beds, it's called the Gladiator bed, and it's used from the flooring of a C-130 cargo plane. And so it has all the tie-down rings, and so it's a very... you know, kind of rough gladiator looking bed, but it's just really beautiful. So we have albatross float tank couches. So if you imagine the float tank from an albatross and then you mirror polish it and then put some form of seating, it could be any color of leather, and they're just outstanding. So these pieces get a lot of attention, and they're just beautiful. So if anybody's around near LAX, if you're flying into LAX or visiting the area, give us a call and just stop by, because we have a really fun...
You have a website that gives people some information about that, yes?
We have a website. It's motoart.com, M-O-T-O-A-R-T.com.
Now, here's a question. Is every piece unique and custom made, or if I'm at my friend's house, and again, I'm sure, you know, private clients would have to, probably not cheap. These aren't $5-$10 pieces. But, you know, you see something, you're like, I want exactly that coffee table. Do you have a line of things where you make several that are similar, or is every piece completely unique and custom?
No, what we try to do is buy pieces that we can get a number of them, because it takes a lot of work to custom fabricate, come up with a design for a new set of legs, you know, all the components that it takes to make these pieces. So we try to purchase, if we can find 10 of something, then that's better for us, because then we can make 10 of them. But everything is custom. We have some pieces in our showroom that you can see, and then we always have a lot of pieces constantly being worked on in the shop, so if somebody visits, they can see work in progress. But we don't have a warehouse where these pieces are pre-done. And again, it's because they're all custom. You may want a different color on the leg, a different powder coat color on the piece.
So they're all made to order.
Everything is made to order.
Yeah.
So you may be, and then once the line is gone, it's gone. For example, the B25 elevator. Once that's gone, it's gone. We have two left, and there are really not sources to get those types of things. The military chairs, the F-4 ejection seats, B-52 bomber ejection chairs, F-4 burner cans. You're not going to find them again. We even have a set of B-52 flaps, which we're dying to turn into a gigantic conference table. But no one is going to get a hold of B-52 flaps again.
Right.
Because military, if somebody knows a secret into getting in there so that we could get more parts, it would be wonderful, because we just think it's very sad to see our beautiful equipment chopped up instead of being able to take it and turn it into a historical piece that someone will keep forever.
And just in case there's somebody listening that wants to check out a little bit about your backcountry flying. What's your website?
My website, it's real easy. It's just skychick, skychick.com.
Skychick.com. It's not even Skychick Adventures at this point. Yeah.
Skychick Adventures will get you there, but skychick.com will get you there too.
Very interesting photos and everything on that. It literally flies loaded for bear.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll go out for months at a time and do backcountry flying. So if somebody's a backcountry pilot and they would like to see some of the places, I have a lot of photographs and tips on getting in and out of the Idaho, Montana backcountry strips.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
This has been Ramona Cox, and she's with Moto Art and Skychick Adventures. Very interesting woman. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're listening
to EAA Radio on 93.3 FM and EAAradio.net.